Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Lip sets.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is November 13th, 2012.
And we're on episode 459.
Josh, do you have a rhyme for that?
What does that rhyme?
459. I'm going to get
Ricky's
mine.
Personality is That's benign.
Good. Oh, it is. It's sad. I should just cut it off. Right now.
Cut it off.
So I just looked on my phone and we got a message from someone. We're actually going to read their email here in a few minutes. And he just posted, love you guys. Thank you for being you.
Aww.
Aww. Sweet. And then Shad says, I never got my Christmas card from last year.
Shawnee. Oh. Well, someone didn't fill out.
Did you put your name on it?
And that's a good segue to the first thing. Mm-hmm. Christmas card list on the website. Go to it. Fill it out. You filled it out last year. You probably didn't get your card because you probably fucked up putting your address in there.
Right.
You probably put Mockingbird Lane.
And it's probably, well, I think it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. It's your name, your address, your number, if you have an apartment. This year, I took out the country requirement because people were complaining in the USA that they should not have to fill that part out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
So how are the people who we send them internationally?
Yeah. I put their country on there. It's just not required for them to put an entry.
Oh, it's not required.
So anybody in the United States who's lazy and complains doesn't have to put that in.
Whatever.
You should send one to the president.
So,
you should.
That would be so cool.
Do it.
So speaking about being American.
American.
We do have an email from one of our veterans.
Mm-hmm. Of who I was just speaking about.
Yes. And he gave us permission at the end of his email to read the whole email and to even use his real name.
Sounds sweet to me.
Except I don't know his. How do you pronounce his last name?
Pew?
Pew?
Pug? Pew!
Dan Pug.
Buddy's heard that like 5,000 times.
You know.
Who's going to read it? Me, you.
Is it sad? Should what is it? Like,
no, I can read it.
Okay. We'll actually let Ricky read it because it's funny to hear him fuck up and because you're going to read the next one. That's,
oh, yeah.
You're going to read the longest email that we've ever received.
Ever. And we should talk about our review too because it's amazing. Go, Ricky.
Okay. So this is a question. It's the title is Roundtable Question. As a 44-year-old gay man who served 6 years in the U.S. military in the pre-DADT era, I am encouraged by the current direction of social acceptance of GLBT issues. I advocate for GLBT rights, which actually caused me my employment with a self-purported progressive municipality 8 years ago.
It cost him his job?
Mm-hmm. That loss was difficult, but very much worth standing up for my principles. 5 years ago, I married my soulmate in Canada, and I'm extremely proud of the marriage certificate we received from the Canadian government.
Get into it!
Although this document is not currently recognized by my resident state of Arizona, I know one day it will be. This leads me to my roundtable question for you. I wear the wedding ring my husband and I exchanged during our marriage ceremony in Canada. Am I wrong to be upset or irritated by the automatic presumption of others that I have a wife and subsequent questions that follow? The assumption that my wedding band signifies a heterosexual coupling is a bit aggravating, but I always respectfully explain my actual status. I've never received a publicly negative response to this, but I have to admit the process of having to explain the circumstances can be awkward for both myself and the other person or persons. Am I jumping the gun of progressiveness and where I think this country stands? Dan Pugh Hogan. Or Pugh Hogan.
Interesting question. I've dealt with the same thing when I was with my one partner of 9 years and we had rings, though we did not get married and all that kind of stuff. We mm-hmm. just had them. And I started a new job and people be curious. They're trying to figure out, like, ooh, who's this new guy? Is he gay? Is he not gay? Is he gay? But he has a wedding ring. So then they ask questions. Well, I would always answer general neutral until mm-hmm. I got to know my surroundings because there were a lot of super Christians at this place as well. And then it didn't. It helped that his name was Jody.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, what's your partner's name? You know, thinking I'm gonna say like Mike.
It's Pat.
Yeah. I go, oh, my partner's name is Jody. What does Jody do? I'm like, oh, they work for. And then it became, well, what bars do you go to? Because then they knew all the gay bars.
Right.
Yeah. But no.
The one with alcohol.
I don't know. It's never really, I guess it doesn't piss me off yet, just because until, I guess from my opinion personally, until it's legal and you see more people doing it and people get used to it. I mean, you can't ask for everything overnight, in my opinion. And people always just assume, you know, that it's a heterosexual thing. I don't agree that's right. It has to be changed, but it's not going to change until we have that right. And you start seeing more people with that, and people do have to start changing the way they ask questions and thinking. I have straight coworkers who have said that they find it incredibly inappropriate to ask coworkers about their spouses like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she even calls her husband partner
because
as out of respect for those who don't have that. Because, you know, why put sexuality into it when, you know, you're really just talking about your loved one at home?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's an interesting thing. And I guess I don't deal with it now, even though I have the ring, just because I work from home and I only really am around straight people unless I'm at the grocery store. And, you know, maybe someone said, oh, you know, are you married? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm engaged. But then I'm like, yeah, his name's Bradley. And it is kind of fun if someone's a little, like, taken back because that's not what they were expecting. But I don't get offended by that. I think it's kind of funny. I'm just like, yeah, his name's Bradley.
Yeah, I would. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I would be upset because we have lived in a world where it's always been heterosexual marriages.
Right.
It's going to take years for people to be able to accept that. Maybe even long enough that we're going to be like 70 or 80. I mean, it could be 40 some years before people are able to accept that anyone gets married, you know? So I think it's going to be a very long time before people stop assuming and just ask you, you know, instead of saying, what is she doing? Oh, who are you married to? You know, I don't think it's going to, like you said, it's not going to be
overnight. It does bring up that interesting question, you know, also then about using gender neutral and is that too PC and all that kind of stuff. But all that will eventually have to change. But it's, you know, why... I don't know if I can get too angry in America, at least, until that actually is something that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a really interesting Ask the Expert question that kind of goes along with this.
Did you have anything to say, Brad? To add to it?
I was just going to say that, you know, because of that, we just need to have patience. You know, we just need to make sure that, because we're the ones that have to, in a sense, educate people to say, you know, maybe, you know, just assuming off the bat that I'm heterosexual and I'm married to a woman isn't necessarily the right thing. However, it's not necessarily wrong because, like you've mentioned, this is how our culture currently is. It's pretty much that's what we've learned is that marriage is only right now between a man and a woman, and a ring symbolizes that right now, and we're wanting to change that.
I think what pissed me off would be the reaction after you say that. That's, I think, where then it gets pissy. Yeah. It's like,
fucking faggot!
Yeah, that's where things get, like, you're like, oh.
I wouldn't be worried. I wouldn't be mad at all if someone asked that. I would just be like, I'd try to assess who the person is before I even answer. And I'm like, oh. And I would even say partner. I would always say partner anyway.
Even though we do have an Ask the Expert, they reminded me of, though, I have a friend on Facebook who... They adopted two twin boys, and he's a teacher, and I forget what the other one is.
Wouldn't that be four children? Two twin boys?
No, they adopted two boys who happened to be twins, and
they adopted twin boys.
Whatever. I think it works either way. But their license plate says something like a two dad family or something, and someone asked him, what's your license plate mean? And he told him. And then the guy went off on him about how he's going to hell and this is gross, whatever. And he was so fed up, and he was at the grocery store, that he's like, the only thing I could think of to say was, well, you know what's an abomination? That shirt. And then he's like, I can't really believe I said that, but I was just so fucking pissed that I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. You're an abomination because you're wearing that shirt with those shoes.
Right.
I'm like, that's funny. But I don't
remember. And your shoes don't match your belt.
Right.
So I don't know who asked this, so I apologize who asked the question.
Dan Pugh. Hogan.
No,
the Ask the Expert.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you for your question, Dan. We appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that absolutely. Was interesting.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, thank yeah. you for sharing such mm-hmm. personal things about your
and
life.
Thank you for serving.
Yes. Oh,
in the military.
And, well, this will be a week after, but happy Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. AKA my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey. Thank you, guys.
Right. You're welcome. Hey, expert.
Hey.
If your gay friends are engaged...
Do you make fun of them by taking pictures on the
okay,
the park?
We are not picking scabs here.
How lame is it that people that get engaged have their pictures taken in
we
the park?
We have already okay, we've already curated okay, him.
We
on
know.
The show.
We love you. Him. We know.
That's something completely different.
We have
so
already
continue.
Berated him on the show.
Continue.
If your gay friends are engaged to be wed and you are friends with both, does one shop for the groom, or both?
You shop for whoever you're closest with. Who? How do you know the couple? I mean, surely you met one person before you met the other.
I don't know, though. When I shop for a wedding, I'm normally going off their registry and getting something for the two
of them. For both
of them. I don't think of it as one or the other.
You're a couple now. You're now one.
Well, it's usually the bride or, you know, if it's a straight marriage or whatever. It's usually the bride that picks all that shit out.
Oh, I don't know about that because I've got a lot of straight guys who enjoyed taking that gun through Target.
Oh, really?
Well, why wouldn't you? You have a... you
fucking Target practice.
Oh, get me a game controller. Like, is that what they're asking for?
Not everyone. This is all the time, like, we can get nice dishes.
These aren't the guys that are like, I'm crushing on the puss. You know, these are the cool
These are bros or bras.
I went to a wedding who they wanted to have, like, you know, family game night. So they had board games on there.
Yeah.
Because they also wanted things that people could afford. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean from the registry? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, from the registry.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you already...
Well, no, I don't mean... That's just the question.
He's talking about the registry. The question, I don't know. Though I really think that's really fun. My friends, when we went to San Diego, Waylon and I, for a wedding, he had already kind of set himself up already. They had everything in his house, all that kind of stuff. So they asked for lottery tickets, like the scratch-off tickets, and they just asked for that. And I thought that was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
They got like 100 lottery tickets from us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just between three people.
Yeah. Did they win?
I don't know. They didn't tell me, and I didn't. I keep.
They probably don't
to
talk
ask.
To you poor people anymore.
Probably not.
Because they're cajillionaires.
Yeah.
So my opinion is I would probably buy for the both of them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to necessarily buy a present for one couple. Person well, or the
or
other.
Or the house.
But if you think about who really does that at a wedding, like you would put both names on the gift.
No, but I do think if I knew someone really, really closely and they were getting married, I could see where he's coming from. I may buy a personal gift that I know that person is really going to find special that's related mm-hmm. to the wedding or that would go well. But it was really for her, him.
So gosh, who would you do that for? Brad? Or Waylon.
Oh.
You do know me longer.
Well, he knows Bradley much better.
Well, I mean, for engagement, they're engaged, or is it wedding present?
Wedding present.
We are getting married.
Okay, so a wedding present.
By the way, we do realize that the present is actually coming on the cruise.
That would have been an acceptable answer.
Yeah. For the couple, well, yeah, you'd get something for the couple, for the house, or for their future.
Or buys a cocktail on a ship.
Okay.
Yeah, we're down with that.
What if I throw myself off the ship? Is that gift enough?
Yeah, because no one will know that you're disappeared until we got off the ship.
Only if you say, I'm going to find the Heart of Diamond.
Right. Yeah. So since it is completely, we really should have done this on the last show. Mm-hmm. You've now stopped voting for us.
Yes.
Thank you for voting for us. I guarantee you probably don't know by this time if we've won or not.
Not until January.
Okay.
Okay. When are the awards or whatever?
They're in January in Vegas.
And the awards are in January?
Yeah.
If you win, do you have to go?
Well, they encourage you to go, but
they announce
I'm not going.
There, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they have a ceremony. Like, they actually have a ceremony. But I don't go if I won, and I would need to know.
That's
that
a lot
advance.
Of people in some of the, in a lot of these categories. That's a lot of wasted trip for people. This isn't the Academy Awards,
right?
But
if I was going to be on the news or like in a movie, okay.
We do have a phone call
mm-hmm.
from the Seder Sphere.
Who?
This is from Seder.
I don't know who that is.
Of course you don't.
Uh-oh.
That he sent at the beginning of the month. And we might as well play it now since he's congratulating us and voting us over.
Hey, boys.
You can do the phone call song.
This is Scott.
Oh, my God. Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone call from Seder.
Phone call. Who's Seder? I don't know what's going on.
long. Oh my God, that's getting too long.
You know, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Sadersphere podcast. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on being nominated for the podcast awards. I'm so happy for you. You know, the Sadersphere podcast wasn't nominated, but you know, I'm not bitter, not at all. I'm just calling to congratulate you, and I think it's the best. I think it's your turn. I think it's your turn. It might have been the Sadersphere podcast turn had had we given a shot, but nobody nominated us. But that's okay. It's okay. Not bitter. I'm not. I'm not calling just the Buzzmark and the Sadersphere podcast for all your new listeners who might want to get to know your show and suggest they come listen to my show. No, I'm not at all. No, I'm doing.
He talks like a cut off. Mel Liza Minnelli.
The whole time I was like, that's Liza Minnelli.
He's a show. Oh my
God, that's amazing.
He's
turning into Ramble Red.
Sater, you do realize that you actually have to campaign your listeners to go do that for you? I mean, Ricky needed validated, so we begged for like 2 weeks to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of work for us because we really don't keep our mind on anything more than like.
I thought you were going to say because we really don't beg for things. And I was going to be like, Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Baloney.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
We already have like 10 people for the card. Sorry.
Oh, cool.
Shoot.
So before we go into the Ask the Expert, we do have one more. We have two more things. Well,
we have a few more things.
No, we have two.
There's also an iTunes review on top of that.
Oh.
No, that's the other second one.
We have two emails and an iTunes review then.
Oh, snap. It's going to be on.
No, we don't.
What about Michael?
Businesswomen.
I'll just do it. So, hello, Fun Monkeys. Just a quick note to let you know that I enjoy listening to you on iTunes. My two faves so far are Pride 48 Live Podcast and the one with Ricky and the Mouth of the South.
Hi.
If you really want to throw Josh a loop, do an Ask the Expert where you ask him if he's ever hooked up with a hot guy who is blind. As a blind person, I would really love to hear his reaction. I may even share his reaction with my partner if it's funny enough. Best wishes for continued success.
Did you just see his face?
First of all, did you just say that this was Michael Piccarelli?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was for later. That was before. That's an Ask the Expert question. So just for the record. But let's go ahead and go into that then, Josh.
That is actually one of my dreams.
Really?
To sleep with a blind person. First of all, you don't have to care what you look like. That would be my like greatest dream. Second of all, what are they going to do? They can't run from you. So if it gets like, if it gets too like freaky for them, you just.
I don't know. They have that stick.
And they can use their stick.
Mm, I don't know, though. I think that sometimes we are attracted by the face, the eyes.
No, I would want
the way the chest hair is. That I think that if a blind guy was all up like touching your boobs like this, I'm like, oh.
No, I wouldn't care.
A cup.
He's right. Quote unquote seeing you.
C cup.
And he could also smell you better too. Probably he probably likes your scent.
I would still love it. You'd have no inhibitions.
Deaf guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Deaf guys are hot, too.
They are hot.
There's this one deaf guy that lives here in Chicago. It's fucking hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, I'm like...
I know, like... there's, like, that one hot dude, and, like, he always comes up to me at the bar, but mm-hmm. all I can say is, like, hi. Like, just mouth high, because I don't speak, like, mm-hmm. whatever they
you don't,
speak.
You don't sign language.
Yeah, so I don't speak that. So I'm like, I don't know what more to say, and he always, like... talks to me, and I'm like, I don't
know. He can read lips, probably.
Well, this will be exciting for your listeners, but this is cute.
You take two fingers, put them on your chin, and pull them down.
So you could flirt with someone across the bar, like you see a sign, and you could be like, hey.
If you think they're really cute, you go like this.
No.
You open your mouth?
Yeah. You use your two fingers to crack your mouth open and give them a blowjob.
So we do have another question from Sade Chode.
Shod.
He asks, what's the biggest thing you've ever placed in your butt?
The biggest thing?
That's the question.
We didn't do Ask the Expert song.
That's not really, that's just a Josh song.
Yeah.
I'm going to wash that cock right out of your mouth.
The biggest thing would have to be a BBC. And it hurt.
Big black cock?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it hurt.
British broadcast.
How long do you think it was? Like,
you had a Downton Abbey at BBC.
Oh, a BBC documentary was Downton in my Abbey ass, is. And it was huge. There was a film crew. It was lighting.
Big old boom mic.
Makeup. Pretty damaged. Yeah, it was a big black cock.
Is this the one that you went over to his house and you like laid on his bed, which was full of papers and, trash and clothes?
He never entered me that day.
And the ceiling was falling?
That was the first time like I had ever kind of hung out with him.
And you
which
didn't
was
turn
the
on
last
lights.
Time. That was the last time I ever went to his house. Yes. But he did come over to my house and then
Didn't you say you were at his house and like a piece of like paint chip fell in your mouth or something?
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was fucking nasty. Like it was gross.
And what part of it, what area of the city was it in?
Rogers Park.
So I think that we have another question from Nico, and I think this goes in line with this. It's my only guess. He said, then his question is leather, rubber, metal, or glass? And I think it's because you can get dildos on all of those materials.
Ew, leather's disgusting.
Rubber,
or,
leather,
or maybe it's because you
metal,
can
glass.
Smack with the leather. You can wear rubber.
I don't know. I mean, the glass is nice. Like, it's like a table piece. You can, centerpiece. You can put it on, like, you can put it out.
Do you have a glass one?
No, but I think they're really pretty.
You can hang your bananas on it.
You could keep it in your freezer so that it's nice and...
Oh. And you can put it in your microwave, too. Oh. Wrap it around a wet towel, and it warms it up. I saw a documentary on HBO about it.
Uh-huh. So like, oh, yeah. Ricky,
real sex is what it was.
Yeah.
I love real sex.
Metal? Like, I don't know about metal. That would be
maybe
too.
A cock ring? They make metal dildos, though, yeah.
Yeah.
You can put anything
up there. I've seen ones that are cock rings with the extension attachment that goes
I
want to
get one
bum.
Of those.
Is that a rude boy? Is that what it's called? Something like that?
I just thought it was the hook or something.
You just thought it was a good time.
Yeah.
Hi. So David Perez also has something along the sexual line of questions. What's more important and why? Be as descriptive as you'd like. The more, the better. If you had to choose only one, assuming a reasonable and a useful measurement of the other dimensions, penis girth or length?
I'm going to go with length.
I thought you were a girthy girl.
Well, no.
I'd go with length.
I would go with length. I like it when it touches my tonsils.
Oh.
Like when they're banging it.
From your asshole.
Yeah, that's okay.
He also goes on to ask, too. He goes, has there been a time where you've been presented with an extreme girth or length and were barely or not able to accommodate? Please be exhaustive in your description of the event.
Well, it was the big black cock. And
describe it for him. Exhaustive.
Well, it was really thick and it was long, too. And
how thick was it?
Like
was it as thick as
like the glass?
The tumbler?
Is it like thick
glass?
As a pint glass?
Yeah, as thick as a pint glass. Yeah. And
top or bottom pint?
I hope the bottom.
In the middle.
Oh. In the middle. Yeah.
Oh,
That doesn't even sound like a penis.
So wait, your hole is that big?
No, that's the problem. It wasn't. But I like challenges, so
So you had poppers.
So I didn't have. I don't do poppers.
Should have that night.
I know. I realized. So
now that he can't hold his poop in,
it was
I have like colostomy bag.
You know, I had like been playing with it, and I was like, you know, it's not too bad. I could probably do that. You know. So I'm like, all right, let's shut off the lights because I don't want to see it like coming
like bloody
me.
Squirting.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, put a condom on it. And he had brought like condoms. It looked like a trash bag. I mean, it was that big, like a Glad bag. and then, you know, he just started like going in. But he like was he knew was how soft. Big he was. Yeah. And so he went really slow. And then I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then like.
Bam.
And then he sort of kept sticking it in, sticking it out. I'm like, I need to lay down. So
once you go back, you do go in a wheelchair.
I just lay down and I'm like, okay, well, it's not getting as pleasurable as I thought it would be. And I'm pretty sure I'm like as wide as possible. So he's like, well, let me know if you like want to stop. And I'm like, no, I can do this. I can do this. And it feels good. Yeah, yeah. But then like getting a pint glass up your ass is kind of hard.
Dangerous.
There's a video.
Well, is there?
And it busts inside of him.
That's a mason jar, wasn't it?
A mason jar.
He didn't bust inside me. After a point, like, I was just like, you know what? This is not, I can't do this anymore. And he's like, okay, I understand.
My spleen can't take it any longer.
I really want you, the next time that you have sex with someone and you see their penis for the first time and it's like, holy shit, I want you to actually say, I think we're going to have to glad bag that.
Or can you say, can I get a picture of that real quick?
Seriously. I may have a picture of that one.
Oh, okay. So on the mature side, Ed Chan on Facebook asks, any good dating sex advice from your experience?
Good dating sex advice?
Well, let's go over sex advice because... Do you have good dating advice?
I have good dating advice. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good dating sex advice. Just about like dates and stuff.
What is that? I don't comprehend.
Like, I've been on some dates.
Like November 12th?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of advice for sex would you give to someone? Like what's your like thing, your calendar of sex advice? What would today's dates?
I think people place too much importance on getting it in. So I think you should just get to know the penis before you jump on it or before, you know, you stick inside somebody.
So lick it before you stick it.
Yeah. I mean, get to know it. Like,
you've got to lick it before you stick it.
Basically. Like, I don't know why there's such a rush to like just fuck. Like, you know, you should get to know the penis before you fuck it.
Okay. Well, seeing how we can't keep serious for too long, this is actually for Ricky. Marry, fuck, kill Brad, Whalen, and Josh.
Hashtag uncomfies.
Uncomfies.
I feel like I'm on Drag Race, but I'll play it correctly. Oh. Well, this is really awkward.
I love this.
And no doubt, I would kill Josh.
Oh my god, why?
Because I can't be two gingers up right. in here.
Two gingers don't happen. It's like throwing cat.
I just love how there was like, this is uncomfortable. But there is no doubt.
He like answered that question. Like, no problem.
That would be like throwing gas on the flames. That's weird.
Yeah.
I would have to
marry and fuck. Who are you going to do?
I would have to marry Waylon.
Yes. Aww.
Because he cooks a lot.
He does. He does.
Because he wants provider 2.0.
Yeah.
And no, then to the provider English.
I would make sweet love to the uncut soul.
Sweet, sweet love. Aww. Sweet, sweet love.
Nice.
So, but we already do that anyway, so.
Well, here you go.
Oh, right. Well, we used to.
We still do.
Since we're
getting married.
Oh
shit, I forgot on a boat.
This is awkward now.
So we have one last official Ask the Expert question.
Okay.
This is a phone call from our hot Kyle in Hawaii, who has been a Uber participator in the last
He has been. Shows. We love it.
And we love it, yes. So ringling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Kyle's cute.
Kyle in Hawaii. I just called. I don't know if it's an Ask the Expert question. It might just be a question for you guys to figure out. So, Michelle Bachman, does she fuck her husband with a 6-inch strap on, a 7-inch strap on, an 8-inch strap on, or a 5th? Which one? And does she do that with or without a dental dam? All right. That's it. All I could come up with at a short notice. I'll come up with a better question next time, but love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Josh, what do you think?
I think she's not even in the room when this happens. I don't think she would ever be involved in any sexual activity.
Even with a strap-on?
No.
I totally think her strap-on is a fist.
But I do think she uses dental dam because she's a dainty lady.
Oh yes,
she's a good Christian girl.
Wait, she's the one with the crazy eyes, right?
She's yes. crazy. Yeah. Yes.
Well, then how does she even focus a strap on? She's probably like, fucking his ear.
I don't even know.
Oh my god!
Look at this guy's tattoo.
Are we gonna describe
that?
It
is for so
that's
gross.
Funny. So his tattoo. He's raising his arm over his head, and his arm And then it's on his chest. There are two legs paint tattooed on there, where it makes it look like his armpit is the girl's bush. Funny. I think
that's disgusting.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We just have the email and the iTunes review.
Yeah, and I want to read the iTunes review for once.
Okay. You do the iTunes review because I got a long fucking email to read.
Yes. Yeah, so we got another 5-star review. 5-star review.
Yay. We don't do a song for 5 stars.
I was just doing it.
Eat it.
Well, maybe it's more soulful.
Eat it. Gag on it.
Josh, on the spot, create a 5-star review song. Go.
Woo!
That's
it burns.
Can someone please mark this down and and create that as a soundbite?
That's what it sounds like when you go get tested at the clinic.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly right.
And everyone quiet. My God. Everyone be quiet, though. Try number 2. Go.
Yeah.
He used the squatty potty.
Okay.
Sorry, review.
So this is by Mikey's Life on November 3rd, 2012. Laughs, more laughs, and just a little GERD. This is a fun podcast by a group of guys in Chicago. Two sane, grounded guys interact with a pretentious, controlling, self-centered character, and the hilarity ensues.
Was this review helpful?
Yes.
He really said that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't mean it, though.
Do you know the person?
Speaking of being...
Who wrote it?
Mikey's Life.
Oh, Mikey's Life. Okay.
Speaking of pretentious, how's the car?
Love it. I'm driving it to Virginia for Thanksgiving.
Oh, not even a tank of gas.
On a thimble of gas.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Can't wait. I always tell my mom about it on the phone. It's just like, oh, I'm so happy for you.
You're going to be the only Prius in your hometown.
Probably. My mom was like, what?
Yeah. They're not going to even know.
They're going to see the Chicago place and be like, oh, the city people.
He's a city.
They're going to spit on it.
Must be a Prius princess.
Prius princess.
I can't even say it.
But you also don't even need like an equality sticker. They're going to be like, oh,
automatically.
The faggots. Yeah.
Environmentalists.
Yeah.
Faggot. Like that one bitch on that video that we were. That was crazy.
Yes. I had seen that the day before I got the Prius.
Are you serious?
That bitch was crazy.
They're talking about she was, Josh sent us all a video how this video was going to be Ricky in like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, in like 2 weeks.
And it was a woman who got out of her Prius and bitched out this guy in a truck who they're sitting in a parking lot and, you know, the car is on because he has kids in the car. And she basically just gives him, like, the what for on having a truck.
Yeah. And she's like, I came over here to relax, to see the trees or whatever. And
Bring in your fumes.
That bitch was crazy.
And then she's like,
don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Cursing in front of the kids, which killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, sister, calm down.
So we've been having a lot of people recently who've started to listen to our show and wanted to listen to more. And so some people have started at the beginning, which is laughable.
Fucking intense. Because
that's a long time ago. Recently, we had someone who tried, and then he realized how many shows we were actually on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put out, I think it was our last couple of shows. We asked, well, listeners, what should be our
starting point?
What's some critical highlights of... And we got a really long ass email.
She always writes a long email, but we're okay with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I love this. It just cracks me up how
long it is. So Bradley's been practicing.
Wait, who is it?
Do we need a long email song?
This is a long email song. It never ends.
Wow.
I like that.
And
no one ever says.
And Marie.
Marie.
It hurts.
Okay. Favorite episodes. And yes, you can listen from the very beginning. I was just listening to episode 456. Where a new fan was on the fence about trying to listen to all the episodes, starting from episode 1. Well, he should get off the fence, because you can get really hurt bad on a fence. But you could definitely can listen to all episodes, because I did. You want a few favorite episode ideas? skip the first 55 to 60 episodes because Gina and Eddie were the co-hosts then.
Gina and Eddie are one person.
Gina, Eddie were the co-hosts then. Was the co-host then. And I'm not sure what he was trying to do back then, but I'm glad he has stopped.
Wow.
It was not pretty, and it certainly was not funny.
Oh, wow.
This is hilarious. This big old paragraph on Herb.
Oh, this is good.
Definitely skip all the Herb episodes, except for a couple of the ones where Wagner sat in, especially the bar fight that rolled out of the parking lot. Anything with Wagner in it was awesome. I will sum up the Herb era for everyone. First, he calls in from Arizona. Then he moves in with Ricky, but doesn't pay for anything. Then he tells all the fans how hot he is and how mature he is in comparison to the rest of the world. Then he spends 6 months playing Wii because he can't find a job when the stupid people hiring can't see how awesome he is despite having no employable skills. Then he gets a job at Walmart where he whines about how he's too good to work at Walmart. Then he tells everyone who owns Apple products that they're idiots because the MS Etch-A-Sketch is way better.
Whoa.
And he should know because he sells electronics at Walmart.
Wow.
Then he becomes the first person ever fired from Walmart. At least the first person who ever fired who wasn't charged with any weapons violations or nudity. Wow. Then he sponges off Ricky for a while before moving back to Whore Island. The only notable thing that the D-bag contributed to the show was the crying episode.
Wow.
Which she says.
Oh, so start that one at episode 156.
I love how
she found out.
She's dedicated.
Yep. She found out.
Bitch, archive this shit.
Right.
Yeah. 157, we all now know.
The Nicole era starts, but there aren't really as many episodes as there should be because she would forget to come record the show. It totally hits its stride around episode 181, where fans learn about there are about 723 verses of the Diarrhea song. I keep this episode permanently on my iPod because it's just that ridiculous. Also, the Julian era was hysterical. It's a nonstop shred fest where the two of them insult each other for comic purposes. They talk about money and losing weight while the dryer buzzer goes off. Too true. Ricky's mama calls. Taylor and Taffy from Pod is my co-pilot. Visits a bunch. Ricky and Julie do their own version of who are the white trash in your neighborhood. I was trying to say who are at best. And Julian tells you where you can buy a set of sheets with sleeves and a matching pillowcase with two eye holes. It also comes in crew in case you need to go on to go to an after Labor Day cross burning. All while never touching. Ever. Allegedly. And you definitely have to stay with the Chicago episodes. Watch Ricky find his way around the new city. Listen to scary stories of Ricky navigating the bus lines at bar time and getting totally lost in the number streets. Stay on the edge of your seat, trying to guess the secret identity of James LeRoy. Decide who you like better, Phil or Waylon. Learn all you never wanted to know about Nebraska. Rude. Brad tells how to safely ride the CTA and which neighborhoods are safe and which ones you will die in. Waylon sings show tunes. There are one-star reviews. Holy shit. And there are phone calls. Fucking phone calls. Think this shit. Mm-hmm. You'll laugh. You'll cry. But stay off the numbered streets or you'll die. And people write long-ass emails. Love you guys. I understand needing a break at the holidays, but come back. Don't stop podcasting. Anne Marie.
That was fucking awesome.
Yes. That's a good email.
I think that should be posted on our website and say, this podcast is about...
We should put that in your wedding shadow box.
The history.
Our wedding shadow box.
Now, if we're going to put things in my wedding shadow box, it's going to be things like, the October 18th review, which was, and I don't think I'll listen to any of our podcasts that don't include Waylon.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
those are the type of things that are going in our shadow box.
Whatevs.
What?
Well, bless her heart. So, does she email a lot, or is this the first time she's?
Every time she sends us an email, it's a longer email. Okay. But I don't know how long she's. It hasn't been long since she's been listening. I don't think. I think she's been listening something like 9 or 10 episodes a day or something.
Oh wow,
where's that's she from? Intense.
Michigan.
Hmm.
Ann Arbor, I think.
Oh, I love Ann Arbor.
Or somewhere around there.
Mm.
Used to go to the Nectarine.
Sure, I went to Ann Arbor last year on a bus, which I'm glad it wasn't one that exploded or hit.
You're on the middle of the highway. Yeah, I hit the thing.
I also had the best.
And they had internet.
Oh, which what? Works like 4 or 5 feet.
Right.
And then stops. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the best lamb burger in my life in Ann Arbor.
I've never had lamb.
Really? Ever?
No.
You ever had a gyro?
Ever. No.
Never had a gyro?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, ever.
It's my favorite food. Like, for real.
I'll eat it when I'm drunk. I eat drunk lamb.
Wait, last year you ate like calf and lamb, and what else did he eat
when he was drunk?
It was that when we went to the Italian restaurant downtown, remember, when he had the big group dinner?
We had veal,
and he's like, I'm never eating veal, and he ate it, and we're like, you just ate veal.
Well, after he's like, I'm never eat it, and then he ate something, he's like, oh my god, this is so tasty.
That's
but you just killed a 2-day-old cow.
Oh, shut up, don't talk about it.
That didn't even know how to walk.
Right.
I still pray about it.
Not enough.
So bad.
So, do we have any other questions for the our expert here, since we've got him in the studio for once?
I don't think so. And I think we got pretty much everything
we did.
List. Yeah. Is there anything that you want to share with us that we haven't asked you, that something, I don't know, that is there anything exciting going on? Is there a story you want to tell? Is there a question you want to ask Ricky? Do you want to tell anything embarrassing about Ricky?
He doesn't know anything embarrassing.
No, not enough. But man, I really want to tag a blind person now.
Okay, wait. So we've got friends who have to-do lists that we've been told that we have to help out. One, Donna Sugars needs to be double penetrated.
She gets the DP.
Oh, wow.
She wants to be DP'd so bad. Like, it's on her to-do. Like, she wants us or
like
someone.
Like, it's on her bucket her sexual bucket list.
Okay. Yeah. At the top, even, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to find a blind person for Josh to find.
Which we may have one already.
Seriously. Hey. Like, are they cute? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know if they have. I mean, I've never seen them respond before, so. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, really?
Like, I bet really he fascinated. Can tell us if our sound is awesome. Is our sound awesome?
God. So this is a question that I actually would picture coming out of Ricky's mouth, but I'm going to say it anyway. So I obviously know how a blind person can send an email, but if we ask a blind person to send us an email with a picture of themselves,
how does that
like,
work?
Like, how many people do you listen to or agree to that this is a good picture of me that's not, like, half of my
face? You have
face?
To trust
you
somebody.
Guys, yeah. You guys, yeah, well, I mean, he has his partner.
This one has a partner, yes. Well, he's a partner, so we can't have him. Well, I don't know, unless maybe, I don't know, maybe the blind guy likes taking things off of other people.
Guess who's who?
that's how they keep it spicy. That's how they keep it spicy.
You guess which one's me. You get to do me in the butt.
I wonder if he can taste the difference between like a brunette and a ginger. I do think that you could tell certain hair colors by the texture
of hair or
hair, like true ginger.
That's true.
Much like different texture.
Yeah. Much coarser
than some blondes, and definitely like, you know, brown and black, especially dark brown. It's much more soft generally.
What if they're bald?
I don't know what I'm saying. It's like, I'd be
everywhere.
Everywhere. I would be curious to see if he has little tricks in identifying those type of things that are generally.
Yeah.
There has to be.
I don't know any gay blind people.
They tell ethnicity by their nose or their gonzo.
That sounds racist.
We've talked about having curry crotch. And
that's other a shit. Good way it's to like, tell. Yeah.
Cocoa butter and musk.
Yeah. What that? Oh, cocoa butter? Yeah.
And musk. That's why I don't like going on usually traditionally.
I think I like all that smells.
I never enjoyed going down on a black man. Was because sometimes I don't like the mixture of the cocoa butter and the musk.
But either one, if they were separate, you'd be okay.
Oh
yeah, it's a mixture. It's like there's just this. No, I don't. I think.
It's not like peanut butter and chocolate or.
Right. No.
It's not like that.
Though I would kind of enjoy a Nutella crotch.
If it smelled like Nutella?
It'd be different if it was chocolate and hazelnut smelling.
What would a blind person's crotch smell like?
Like a person who can see his crotch, unless. Right. I don't know. Why would it smell
different? It would smell the same.
Well, I don't know.
Well, why wouldn't it? Do you have to look to wash your junk in the shower? No.
No, I guess
do
not.
Do you look at your hand while you're wiping your ass?
Josh does, yes.
I monitor everything.
He wipes it on the wall, actually.
But he still cleaned his ass.
I like
finger paint.
Speaking of finger painting, have y'all been to those bathrooms? Where people have done that? And you're
yes.
Who put this on the wall?
Gross. When I used to clean the women's restroom, they like to paint with their fingers with their menstrual blood on the wall.
Shut up. You are lying.
No.
You are lying.
Not lying.
Women really are nasty. Mm-hmm. They are nastier than guys, I think, when it comes to bathrooms.
Yeah.
Their poop is worse. Their poop is worse, too. It's like stinkiest.
Why are they so dirty? Like...
Because there's so many of them that go to the bathroom.
Oh, they are constantly using it.
I mean, their toilet seats always had to be warm.
I don't.
Ooh, that's the worst. That is the worst. At work,
there is nothing to
do. Two girls, one cup.
Like when you go in the bathroom and you're like, you know, people have been leaving, and then you pick the one toilet that he was just on, and you're like,
I hate doing number two at work. Yeah. I hate it. And I will go through the whole building and search for a bathroom that is empty. And as soon as somebody comes in, I'm done. Can't do anything.
Like, do you have the...
Pinch it off?
Like, four stalls or five stalls or whatever?
We have normally two stalls. Two stalls and two urinals.
See, that's really intimate.
But there is one downstairs that's like the shower room, and it has a toilet in it. But what if somebody goes in right after you? They know it's you.
Yeah.
At least in the other bathrooms, there's a chance it wasn't you.
Yeah. These are the issues.
Very important issues.
And they're only brought up on Foul Monkeys. Right.
With Foul Monkeys.
All right, so we have to get out of here. Right. What else we got? Anything going on?
No.
Are we doing
We're not doing a
live show next week unless you guys do it on your own.
No.
And that's up
probably
to you guys.
Not.
No. So we're going to skip next week.
Sorry.
We're not sorry because we need time. When we get back, we'll do, what, two more shows, and then we're done for the year?
Yeah, maybe next year. Maybe next week we'll try to do a diarrhea monologue, since now we're staying in Chicago, so we might have a little more time.
Oh, you're staying here now?
We are.
I had to work.
Yes,
they asked me to
the
work. It was a long story.
The only thing we didn't talk about in the last show, we didn't talk about yet, we kind of briefly touch on it, is that it was James LeRoy's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
And that's the only thing we really didn't talk about, but happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Rude, bitch.
I was wondering why you were responding to Lori's thing. And I'm like, wait, what's happening? Now it's a three-person hosted dinner?
We're not hosting.
Respond yet that I was going.
I thought I read something that you said.
It was probably from Lori or somebody else. All
right, anyway, we got to go.
We had a dinner party.
I'm going to cancel my vacation now.
We had a dinner party last Friday.
Fuck that.
Anyway.
Go home and eat Thanksgiving dinner at Ryan's.
You need to
I
test
love
your
Ryan's
prayers.
Whatever.
Southern Ryan's gives me diarrhea.
Southern food.
I love their fried okra.
Goodbye.
I guess we have to go.
Yeah.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And this is Josh.
Don't forget about the mouth.
Yes.
How do you say happy Thanksgiving in French?
They don't have joyeux de classe.
Si.
So,
knew they had
it's Spanish. It's Feliz de Dia de Feliz. No, Feliz.
Bye.
Feliz Navidad.
Dia de Acción de Gracias. It's
long. That is long.
Yeah. No one says that ever.
The provider would know.
All right, we gotta go.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.